Everybody, part three of the dinner. I just put in a big knob of butter into the pan, and my cooking timer for the turkey just went off. But we're going to wait for a few minutes so I can get the potatoes on. Now, again, so we have a few leftovers. I am going to put in 2-3 kilo packages of potatoes. This is small ones, the new potatoes. Doing quite well. They're all whole. So they should be doing well, or they should do well. Part of the reason that I'm going to do this is that I want to take a plate of leftovers to a friend of mine. So, yes, we want to have some leftovers. All right, potato. For us. But I want to have some pork too. Anyway, so we've had things on the like the pan on the stove for a little while, so it's gotten a bit heated up. Run away, potato again. Yeesh. There we go. Getting some of that peppered butter on the potatoes, giving them a bit of a turn just so that they get done. Now what I'm going to do, remember how I said I'm going to time with those potatoes? Well, I'm going to put a sprig of thyme in there, maybe even two. I don't think I'm going to cut them up finely, because sometimes herbs can go and really get overcooked. So I'm going to try putting sprigs in, and we'll see how that flavors it. So I'm picking about an hour for this stuff. Now, I'm going to put the stuff towards the back of the stove. And if you haven't got those Star Fritz silicone gloves, I recommend it. Because these are the cat's meow when it comes to getting anything out of the oven. They're even better than oven mitts, if you want to know. So bring open the oven. Oh. What a golden brown our turkey is. Much better than last year. I'm going to turn up turkey, or not the turkey, the oven to 350. That's not what I needed. Sometimes these can get slippery. In goes the potatoes. And there's that part of our meal going in. But what I'm going to do is to seal in some of the juices. I am going to put some tinfoil over this, let it rest, as a lot of the foodies say. Where am I? Not with that roll. Had some more tin foil, but I'll have to get some more. All the folks wish you could smell this. I know they joke about smell-o-vision. Well, I know if it would work in the audio field. What I'm going to do is I'm going to leave it on the stove. It'll still be warm. And I'll let it rest because the rest of our stuff needs to come. It's nice and golden brown. And there'll be a picture of it up on Facebook. So anyway, I'll say bye for now. And when I do the next things, which is, I think, going to be some dressing and a few other things, it's going to be a real feast. I'm looking forward to it. Talk to you soon. Okay, part two of the potatoes. They usually require turning. Here. Just making sure that I have my turner taken care of. I was foolish again. Put my silicone gloves out. Listen to that. Sizzling quite well. It's not as warm as I thought it might be in my silicone gloves. Starting to smell good. I think there's just going to be just enough butter content. Run away! That's going to be my favorite saying, I think, in these booths. In this, because there have been times when I used to do potatoes, and they would be swimming in whatever fat that I did. But this time I just, like I said, I just did a big knob of butter, and it seems to be just beautifully so far. I'll keep an eye on them. There. Now, I'm cheating with regards to stuffing, as you all know. But I think what I should start doing is removing some of this stuff from inside the bird. We don't want bacteria to collect inside there. So I think I'm going to grab a bowl and a spoon. Try to get out some of the stuff. I say try because this lemon doesn't seem to want to come out. So let's see what we can do. Let's grab a knife here. We don't need this piece that was like a truss anymore, so let's see how that goes. rid of that. There, that did it. Oh, that looks so roasted. But I think the lemon is really stuck. Get as roasted as I thought. But does that ever smell good? Oh yeah. The reason why I said oh yeah is the juices that are coming out of there are really clear. Some of the stuff didn't really get in there. I should have put some of the garlic in there further, but I'm praying that what got cooked in there really did. But I didn't put tin foil on this, and I think I should have. So, anyway, it's out. Everything's out. We'll continue to let that rest. Some of the garlic got it caught in some of the folds. There's one of the bay leaves. Well, we'll leave it at that. I don't think I'll use that for anything. Some people do gravy, and I might. Maybe not today, but at another time. Let's see here. Oh, yes. I'm going to switch burners. This stuff can be put on the next burner over. And look at that. Instructions as to the stuffing. Let's see. Saucepan stuffing. In 10 minutes. You know what then? I think I'm going to leave that the next little bit. Our next bit would be turnips, but I think we're going to have a lot of that raw. So the stuffing and the other stuff can be done right at the very end. So I'll leave it for right now. I know I sound contemplative, but I am, so that I know what's going on. And we'll wait from here and we'll see what happens. Okay, we just brought out the potatoes, and I'm going to turn them. And now I'm going to check them with a fork. Oh, you know what? I think those are ready. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Lots of flavor. And so... Next comes the quick part, because we're going to be using, oh, that was close, the microwave. Turn off this and let the oven cool off. So yeah, we're going to use the microwave. I'm going to go downstairs. You can come with me to do two tasks. The we're going to take the wine to the back porch. Get it cool. I know I got a messy kitchen, so it's easier just for me to do this. It's nice and cool out here, so it should cool down nicely for supper. And now we're going to go for the you can tell I'm getting tired, I can't speak. We're going to go for the cauliflower and broccoli. And I'm just going to put that in the nuker. And while that's going, we'll make the stuffing. And then the last thing after that will be to cut up some turnip. I found my cranberry sauce. I'm not as big on cranberry sauce as cranberry jelly, but this works. So I'm so thankful that I have that. Anyway, there's what we need. Broccoli and cauliflower. And so I'm probably going to put a little bit of kosher salt on that after it's cooked. And actually, that does remind me. I want to put a little bit of kosher salt on these potatoes too. They could have gone with some kosher salt. While cooking, but sometimes I find that it doesn't work right. So we'll do that when we get upstairs. There we go. Upstairs again. Okay. So there it is. Okay. So it probably works out to about a teaspoon. And I just give it a whip around. Well, not a real whip, but kosher salt is a treat for us. Because really, we use certain sauces and stuff that have enough sodium in them. So I don't utilize that. So anyway, I'm going to sign off with this one for right now. And when we get back, we will do the stuffing and everything else. As Simon says, toodle-boo.